Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the 23 Podcast. Wherever you are, whenever you are listening, thank you for making us part of your day today. My name is Parker Kern. I'm here, as always, along with Father Jeff Macbeth. Father, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. Here we are, middle of Advent season. It's always a busy time of year, and especially, I don't like to use the word busy, but it's a truncated season. Oh. You know, sometimes, you know, with, especially for priests, when you have, you know, your penance services or mm-hmm. confessions at other schools and things like that. In Lent, it's like twice the time, so it's a little more spread out, but, you know, we're all trying to do the same things in like a 2-week period.
Well, it takes a village.
And so it can be a little, yeah, it's fun though. You know, it's fun to get around and help and all that. And obviously it's an awesome sacrament. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just things like that, you know, can make it a little extra, it makes it a little extra busy, I guess, but the, you know, there's always things to do. And that's what I try to remind myself of. But yeah, no, doing all right. Yourself?
You're doing good. I'm great. Thank you. I'm good. Just going through Advent. I was able to fit into my pants okay after Thanksgiving dinner last week, yeah. Which was always a plus. Mm-hmm. And
although it's harder to find pants that don't come with like the little stretchy like waistband.
Oh, well, when they started coming out with those, I was like the happiest guy.
Like even jeans, like, yeah, like you almost can't.
I'm wearing stretchy jeans
right
now.
Even like skinny jeans have to have the stretchy waistband
on it, you know? Right here.
And so right here. It's yeah. So right. So yeah, maybe like for an old guy like me, I can still like pull that off. But yeah, so I don't know how I feel about it, you know, cuz
are you a pants purist?
Well, I don't know that I'm a health nut. But, you know, I always, like, I try to, at one point in my adult life, I was like, okay, this is the size that I am. And if I get bigger than that, that's on me, you know? So that's why, this is where my, like, pant conscience is being pricked. Like, is that cheating so I don't have to go to the next size up like I told myself I would never do? Or, you know, does the non-stretchy pant, you know, forced me to reconcile my bad habits.
I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, I hope I didn't ruin like life for everybody.
Oh, you didn't ruin it for me. I'm still going to buy stretchy
That's
pants.
Fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, what I'm saying is I don't know that you can't not anymore, you know?
Well, that's true. Yeah, there's so many retailers and, you know, mm-hmm. merchants that just sell it.
They know their audience. Yeah.
They do, yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've just totally revolutionized my outlook on buying clothes.
Right.
Thanks.
I never thought anyone would say that to me.
I'm going to have to sit with that for a while.
Yeah. But you'll be sitting with it and with stretchy pants.
I was going to say, I'll be sitting in my stretchy pants and
you'll
wondering if I should
more,
buy some non-stretch.
You'll be sitting more comfortably than you otherwise would have. You
know? That is true.
Right.
Well, again, it's funny you mention that because I remember when I went in to get fitted for my suit for the wedding a mm-hmm. couple months ago, and they're like, well, you're, you know, this size. And I'm like, no, I'm not. And they're like, yeah, you are. I'm like, what do you mean? Oh. Like, come on.
Like they were, it was higher than you thought.
It was an inch around more, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. you know, it wasn't a big deal, but I'm like, hold on. And then I actually went home and measured it and they were correct. And wow. I'm like, the stretchy pants lied, but it's a lot easier saying you're a size down.
Yeah. It's it's a little too forgiving. Maybe
that's okay.
You know, I met a guy one of my former parishes. He like could fit into his wedding suit like on his 50th anniversary.
What a boss!
I know. And so I like think of him like sometimes like he was able to do it.
Yeah. So why? Yeah. You why know? Shouldn't we?
I don't know. Mm. But well, I guess that's, you know, other things in life.
There really are.
But
there really are. That's interesting. Yeah. I'm glad we've had this very riveting discussion.
That's right,
today.
Pant discussion.
Pants, yeah. Mm-hmm. We talk about it all here.
That's right.
We talk about it all.
Yeah. I think if we've gotten to the topic of pants, we're pretty much done. We're pretty much done.
I would agree.
So I don't know what we're going to do next week, but
no,
it's sort of all, you know, I don't know. We'll figure something out, but...
We might.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like we've hit the last leg of discussion points.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
That's good.
Yeah. That is good.
I was going to say something about the seat. Like, we can have a seat.
Uh-huh, right. But. It can be a whole, yeah, this is a buttoned-up conversation.
Oh!
That's right.
We're just going to zip it.
That's right. We're going to zip through this podcast.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're really stretching it out here the last couple of weeks. we've had a good time.
That's right. Is that a stretchy pants reference?
Yes. Oh yeah, we have stretched it out.
It's continuing.
Gifts that keeps on giving.
I know.
Right in the season of
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Well, thinking of other things to talk about.
There are so many, literally, yeah. Other than the thing we're talking about.
That's right. You know, but just to be mindful of a couple things coming up. So our holy day for the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, of course, official date for that is December 8th. That falls on a Sunday, so it's moved to the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actually the feast day for our country. And so we're going to have Mass Monday the 9th at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. for the Immaculate Conception. And then on the 11th, on Wednesday, we have our counter night of worship, which is always great. And so it's praise and worship, adoration.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing. And also it's not Mass, but just a little extra Jesus time,
yep.
You know, and to give him praise and worship in a particular way, which of course we do at Mass, you know, but there's other ways we can do that as well. We hope to have some people available for intercessory prayer, to pray for particular needs. And of course, we'll have extra priests available for the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Of course, there's that line in the one Christmas hymn, "Let every heart prepare him room," you know, and I think especially, you know, I like to think of that, you know, at Advent, you know, we're preparing, you know, our room in our hearts for Christ, and, you know, the Sacrament Reconciliation is a big way to do that. Take out the trash and make the room for him.
Right after our paste discussion.
So, yeah.
Yep.
I don't think that was sinful.
No, it was not. No.
Yeah.
No, it was just a good reference.
Right.
Now, yeah. Father, I just have a question, or more of a request.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, it's not weird. I wanted you to take us through intercessory prayer, because there might be people out there that are listening that don't really know what that is or are unfamiliar, and maybe they could be helped by it. So maybe if you could just go on that, tell us a little bit more about that, please.
Yeah. You know, we all know that line in the gospel, you know, where two or three are gathered. Jesus says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So we're less familiar with the very next line, which is, and if any you agree on anything that you ask for in prayer, it will be granted them. You know, and so as members of the body of Christ, you know, we're filled with the Holy Spirit, you know, through baptism, confirmation, you know, all that, that God enables us to be vehicles of his grace. You know, it's part of the thing about being the body of Christ, you know, and that we're brought into his family, you know, and so we can share in his inheritance. We see this even throughout the Old Testament, like when asked Elijah, you know, when he's departing this world, like, give me a double portion of your spirit, you know. So God can share his gifts with us and use it for the good of other people. And so it's stepping into the, you know, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in the midst and I'm going to, you know, listen to their prayers. Of course, God answers prayers in the way that he wants. So if you have any particular need, we're going to have people just to pray with you for that. It's kind of like what we do here at the office, or if I talk to you on the phone or whatever, like, what can I pray for you for? We do it at our, you know, staff meetings, things like that. And so, you know, Jesus is going to be right there. But it also, we believe that he enables us to step into his ministry of, bringing his presence to bear, you know, with one another. And so, yeah, it could be for anything, especially if you need some particular healing, and that it could be physical, you know, it could be otherwise. But yeah, it's just people available to pray for whatever particular needs that you have. Appreciate the question.
Yeah, of course. And again, kind of embodying the whole doctrine that we are indeed a community of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And so, why would we not really live that out with one another and pray with one another? I mean, we pray together at Mass. We pray for all sorts of different things.
Yeah.
But to really say, you know, God, I need this right now, you mm-hmm. know? I think there was this one line from this song. I forget. It's called, I'm losing it. It's the Sarah Hart song, God Knows. Like, the soldier's cry in the dead of night is better than a hallelujah sometimes.
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes when we need something really bad, like, mm-hmm. we just need to get it out. And, you know, sometimes that's more pleasing to God, you know, actually asking him for what we really need in life, mm-hmm. you know, and he knows that we want to have that relationship with him, and he wants us we want to have him help us through that.
Mm-hmm. And use other people. Of course, he can hear our cry in our solitude, mm-hmm. But also enables other people to intercede for us.
Exactly. You know,
Jesus intercedes for us at the right hand of the Father, and
yep.
of course, we have the intercession of the saints. You know, we're really kind of part of that. You know, communion, but just down here on earth, and we're also called to intercede for one another. As a way of stepping out, and you know, we can think of the. Jesus is sending out the disciples, mm-hmm. you know, to he gave them power to do his works of healing, and so it's stepping into his allowing us to share in what he does, which is great because he's the one that does it all anyway.
That's right.
And there's people who really have a heart for this ministry, you know, and they wanna pray for you, and you know, we have people who have a little bit of background in that. It's sort of tapping into our inheritance. I like to, you know, when I talk about like the baptism of Jesus' baptism, you know, when the heavens were opened up, you know, and the Holy Spirit floated down. Of course, if you had a baptism I've done in the last year or so, you've heard this spiel. You know, what it doesn't say is after the baptism that the Holy Spirit floated away and the heavens closed back up, you know, but Jesus had access.
Yep.
You know, they were still open. They had access. You know, to the Father and the kingdom, and so through our baptism, so do we. You know, we have that access, and so we're just calling upon the access that we have to intercede for needs that people have. There's people going to be there to offer that ministry in a particular way.
Yes, so, that will be wonderful. So thank you, Father, for that explanation. I just wanted to
make sure
that everybody was familiar, because sometimes you hear about something and you go, oh yeah, but then you really don't know what it is,
mm-hmm.
and then. Mm-hmm. You know, you get to it, and it's like, you hear more about it. Oh, that's interesting. You know,
yeah. So it's a power packed hour. You know, there's
really
Jesus
is.
Present in the Eucharist, which is the most amazing thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we're singing his praises, and there's opportunity for being prayed with. There's opportunity for reconciliation. You can do all that. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So
it's like a one stop shop.
Yeah, it's awesome.
We are the, you know. The Costco of religious Advent experiences.
There you go.
You can just get everything all in one stop.
We should sell pizzas.
We should. Or hot dogs.
Yeah.
Still $1.50.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nice.
Crazy. Anyways.
Yeah. That's Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
Going to be beautiful.
The 11th.
A lot of great Advent music planned as well for that.
Yeah. So, yeah. Especially a lot of our Advent music, you know, is that we sing to the Lord is asking him to come.
Yep.
And, so that's a great way to pray anytime.
Yeah, just double down on it.
But yeah, especially in Advent, that we're really just asking the Lord to come into our lives more and to move in our lives more, and trusting that he wants to do it and he will do it. It's great. Yeah, it's great that we do these. So
love it.
Cool. And then the Immaculate Conception shifted to Monday.
Monday, yep. So now we are looking at the second Sunday of Advent.
So as we tend to do, the second Sunday of Advent, we're introduced to the figure of John the Baptist. So this is Luke chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. There's going to be a lot of names of people and places. I think what's cool about that is that it just reminds us that, like, oh, this actually happened. You know, because sometimes maybe even people wonder, like, okay, well, like, is this just like a story that everyone just sort of accepts, you know? But these are the names of historical leaders and places, and they, you know, had those offices from this date to this date, you know? And so it's not like, you know, in the Shire in Middle Earth when Gandalf was the wizard, you know, we're not making this stuff up. You know, we'll hear that again on Christmas, you know, as sort of this long list of actual people and places. Like, this happened in time, you know? So we remember at Christmas that Jesus entered into time, you know, and literally entered into our time and space. And so this introduction really, like, it kind of zeroes in on that and reminds us of that reality. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Licinius was tetrarch of Abilene. During the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding road shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Actually, kind of in some ways reminded me of the night of worship. You know, we talk about, you know, reconciliation, you know, kind of, you know, making low the mountains, the things that get in our way, you know, but also the filling in the valleys, receiving the grace, you know, to move forward. And so I kind of like, that's kind of a cool connection. We'll see, you know, the salvation of our God, you know, Christ present. But yeah, you know, John is in the desert. And so it's this place of starkness. It kind of reminds maybe of Lent too, right? When Jesus is sent out in the desert, it's this place of starkness. You know, there's wild animals, there's wild people. You know, there's some vulnerability. You're kind of exposed. Probably not a lot of food and water. But also with that vulnerability and barrenness, you know, so it can be a place of encounter with God, because there's not a lot of distractions or, you know, the hustle and bustle of everyday life. So it's really interesting that, you know, the word of God came to John in the desert, you know, this place of trial, but also a place of encounter with God.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny you mentioned the lack of distractions. I actually had an accounting professor once that said it takes your brain 26 minutes to fully get engrossed in something. If you're like trying, for example, like trying to study for an accounting exam, it takes your brain 26 minutes to get into that state. And one distraction, your phone dings or you hear a dog barking, you're immediately out of it.
Dang.
And you have to spend another 26 minutes getting yourself back in where your brain can really, you know, engage that. So you talk about lack of distractions. Yeah, there was virtually no distractions for John when this happened, and really setting up the entire, you know, story and the entire happenings of what transpired when Jesus came, foretelling everything that had happened.
Yeah, maybe we should do the 26 podcast.
We should. Yeah, so that way people can an extra 3 minutes.
I know, that might help. That might help us.
It's good.
But you know, it's a good reminder, I think, even though December can be like this crazy month, you know, as I was talking about, and you know, there's a lot of preparations and things going on, and but I think the challenge for us is to step into a little bit of a desert time, you know, to make time for quiet. And maybe that's especially the blessing of like how the nights are like dark and cold and early and all that kind of stuff. Like, you know, we'd rather be like sitting back out on the patio like we did in the summer, like in the evenings. But there's an opportunity, although that can be quiet too. But I just think, you know, sort of the quiet, dark, you know, December days can be, especially now in Advent, you know, maybe we can allow ourselves that time to really spend in a little bit of quiet.
Yeah.
You know, that's where, as we see with John, that's where God comes, you know, and that's where the voice of God speaks to us, is in the quiet, you know, kind of like in 1 Kings 19, where God wasn't in the, you know, the earthquake or the wind or all that, but he was in the still, you know, small voice. He's in the whisper. And we need to spend that time, you know, listening for the whisper. And so I think that's part of what this season can invite us to, you know, which is a challenge. But maybe that's part of what we can step into during this Advent season, which is not over. I mean, you know, it's not like, oh, you know, it's the second Sunday.
Yeah, darn, you missed
it. I blew it. You know, it's kind of what we see with Lent too. Like, oh, I blew my Lenten thing as well. Better luck next year. But, you know, it's, you know, we can always start again, you know, and it can start today, to maybe be a little intentional about, quiet. And we see that with, you know, the Blessed Virgin Mary, when it says, you know, especially with Jesus' birth and everything, like, we hear a couple of different times, she kept pondering these things in her heart. You know, she had that time to kind of go over life, you know, what was happening in her life and what God was doing. You know, and she took that time to sit with that in the quiet.
Yeah, I think, again, and at any point in the year, it's good to have that. You know, sometimes if you're busy doing something, for example, you know, if I'm listening to music while I'm working and someone tries to get my attention, it might be that I don't hear them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my brain is, or I am just occupied with something else, or just not engrossed, not engaged with what could potentially, you know, be going on mm-hmm. around me. You know, if you're driving and you hear a siren, you know, if you have headphones in, which I see people doing, which I don't really understand. I thought mm-hmm. that was illegal. Anyways.
Well, kind of weird when you're by yourself.
Well, I mean, just use the stair. Yeah. Right. Anyways. But, you know, if you're distracted, you can't see, you can't hear that there's things going on around you. Like, oh my gosh, there's an ambulance coming, or mm-hmm. hey, somebody wants my attention.
Right.
So I guess my point is that if you're actively trying to cancel out noise,
mm-hmm.
I guess that's fine. But what you need to be tuned into is, like you said, that small little whisper. And if you're not intentional about giving time and giving pause, you could miss it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. For sure. And of course, you know, what God have in store for John, or what's the message he wants, you know, it's to call people to this change of heart, you know, that he's the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy, mm-hmm. like the voice of the one crying out, you know, kind of like the mouthpiece, I guess. It's kind of like, he's known as like the last of the prophets, you know, to speak the word of God and
right.
Announce what God had in store for his people. And so, yeah, fitting today that we focus in on John the Baptist as the one announcing the coming of the one whose, you know, birth we're looking to celebrate here in a few weeks.
Absolutely. Let's pray on that, Father.
Yeah, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. God, just give us the grace to step into quiet, even in this hectic time. We know that you look to speak to us, at least help us to trust in that. Give us your word, and that we can hear your voice in the quiet of our heart, and to know your presence. Help us to lower the mountains that get in the way, to fill in the valleys that need to be filled in, and so our path to you and your path to us is straighter and smoother. Not that life is smooth, but we know that you are with us through it all. So Jesus, we love you and trust in you, and ask this in your name. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen. Father, great show today. Thank you.
Parker, thank you, everybody. God bless you. See you soon.